Wow, wow, wow. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. I hear so much excitement coming from Orlando, Florida, and I saw all of the wonderful pictures and heard wonderful conference calls. So we welcome each and every single one of you with warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call. I am tagging this call as Make Jesus a Priority Monday, and we are using Matthew 6:33, which says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly and majestic and mighty God, we thank you for this day that you have made, and God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We love you, and we realize that we cannot do anything without you, Father. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and for the opportunity to dial in on this day, God, the 16th day of June 2014, God, where dreams will come true, where we will walk into the favor, the blessings, and increase, Father, that you have already provided for us. So we thank you right now. God, I thank you for the speaker that will come this morning, and I pray right now that you would increase in him as he decreases right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the Artist Empowerment Conference, and we thank you that you showed up and showed out. We thank you for the Kings of Artists, God. We thank you, Father God, with that the vision that you have given them, Father God, it was manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, God. We thank you for each and every person that is on the line this morning and those that will listen in later on. And as we go out, God, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything will come unto us because we are making you a priority on this Monday. These things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. There's traveling grace and mercy for all those that are traveling on this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, it is a privilege for me, Tiffany Lauderdale, to turn this call over to my sister, none other than Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Well, first I want to thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people and just welcoming us on the call. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the extraordinary city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God glory, reverence, honor as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two awesome and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the first and only ambassador of any multi-level marketing company, Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave these two women this mandate, he also gave a mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin with the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we pray you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time by dialing 712-432-0075, the PIN code 957-677-pound. And each day you can listen to the current message from that day by dialing 712-432-1085 using the PIN code 957-677-POUND. All messages are archived and recorded from the inception of the call in 2010 and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you feel like you have a word from God stored up in your belly, or a praise report, or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you as soon as possible. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by our very own Platinum President, Godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Again, that number, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Now, this past weekend, we know we had the Artist Global Conference Spectacular hosted by the Kings of Artists. And although I wasn't able to attend, I heard that some amazing things took place, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it on the MMC call. So now, without further ado, I'm going to step out of the way, and I'm going to introduce this extraordinary man of God so that he can come forth and bring us a message from the throne room. Today's speaker is Pastor Charles Kimmons. Pastor Charles resides in Portland, Oregon, with his wife of 27 years, Minister Edna Kimmons. He has three lovely children, Samuel, Jasmine, and Chrishayla. He is the assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord, and he loves God's people along with his wonderful family. He also has an associate's degree in theology. Pastor Charles and Minister Edna are artist distributors, building an awesome team in the Portland area. So I'll present to some and introduce to others none other than the man of God. Pastor Charles, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
God bless you. It's an honor and a privilege to be on this call this morning. I am broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida, out by the swimming pool. And it's just really, really has been an awesome week. It's been an awesome week. And I just want to just really just thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Robert for obeying the calling of God to put together a call such as this where believers from all across country can get together and pray and study and read and hear the word of God. Faith do come by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. And so I'm just really, really excited to be here in Orlando, Florida. You know, even the thought of just being on a different time zone is really, really a blessing for me, because I'm normally up at 5 o'clock in the morning my time to do this call. But to get to my assignment today, I like to come out of a very familiar passage of scripture. Those that have the Bibles, you can go to Romans 12:1-2. And the reading of the word says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then I like to drop over to the Old Testament, Isaiah 64:8. And it says, but now you are our Father, and we are the clay, and you are the potter. You are the potter. And for these next few minutes that I have, and I hope, can you hear me loud and clear? For these next few minutes that I have, I would like to minister on mold me and shape me and remove anything that may be acidic and toxic away from me. So, Father God, I just thank you right now for the reading of your word. And, Father, I just pray that you just open the ears of the hearers and allow them to hear what thus says the Lord. When you think about it, God has molded us and God has shaped each and every one of us into his image. And there are things in our lives that are toxic and acidic in our life that try to cling on to the man and woman of God and to keep them from moving forward in the calling of God. Now, all of us were ex-something. We used to be this and we used to be that. But I thank God. I thank God Almighty that he has put us back on the wheel and he is spinning us and he is molding us and he is shaping us to move anything out of our life that is toxic that will cause us to keep from receiving the fullness of what God has in store for his believers. Now, there are some things that are constantly trying to rise its head up. There's a lot of different acidic behaviors that try to rise up its head and try to get us to abort the will and the blessings that God has in store for us. But Father God, I just thank you right now that even throughout this weekend, how you put us all on the wheel and there's some things that need to be shaken off and shaved off and just took off, Father God, that you are taking off of us day by day. And so, Father, I thank you for just continually to mold us and to shape us into your image. Not man's image, but your image. So, Father, I just pray and ask that you continue to pour in our spirit the things that are pure, the things that are just, the things that are of a good report. Father, if there be any virtue, let us think and act and do these things. Because, Father, I know that in my own personal life, there is times when a lot of different toxic thinking, toxic behavior may try to flow into my life, Father God. But I pray, Father God, that anything that is toxic, I pray that you remove it right now and alkaline our body, alkaline our mind, just like we have this amazing product, Levine, that alkalines the body physically, Father God. I pray that you alkaline us spiritually, Father God. Alkaline our mind, alkaline our soul, alkaline our thought pattern, Father God. That anything that's acidic that tries to attack the man and woman of God, that it will not have any power because we are alkaline by the word of God. And so, Father, I just thank you just right now in the mighty name of Jesus for just gathering us all together and just reshaping us and molding us and taking off things that does not glorify you, Father God. The word says that he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our guilt and our iniquity. And the chastisement obtained peace and well-being was upon him, and with his stripes that we are healed, that we are made whole, that our minds are made whole, that our thought pattern is made whole, that our thinking is made whole, that our action is made whole. The things that we do as we minister in the marketplace, and the things that we do these things, that we make these things whole. And Father, if there's anything that dwells within us that's not of you, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you put us back on the wheel and mold us and reshape us into the image that you would have us to be, Father God. And so, Lord, I just thank you right now, because there's a lot of different things that will come up and try to attack the man and woman of God and to keep us in a toxic behavior, to keep us in a toxic pattern of behavior, to have us thinking that this is the right thing, but it's the wrong thing. And so, Father God, I just pray that you just show us what is right, that we can live what is right, that we can continually to do the things that are pleasing in your sight as we go about ministering to the world in the marketplace, Father God. And so, Father, I just pray right now for every artist distributor that's upon the sound of my voice, Father God. I just pray that every artist distributor be led and guided by you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we learn how to respect one another, that we learn how to treat one another fairly, Father God, that we just continually do the things that when you look down upon heaven, that you can smile upon the Artist International family, Father God. We want you to smile upon us, Father God. We want you to mold us and to teach us and to instruct us in the things that are pure, the things that are just, the things that are pleasing in your sight, Father God. So, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you right now, Father God, for how you're just moving in the life of Artists International, Father God. I just thank you for just enlarging our family, enlarging our borders, Father God. I just pray right now over every single distributor, from the one that just signed in last night to the ones that's been there for the Platinums, and each and every one that's been there for a while, and everyone in between, Father God. I just pray, Father God, that you just search us, Father God, search us and mold us and spend anything that may dwell in us that's not of you, Father. So, Father, I just thank you just right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that this word has been a blessing, Father God, because it's just important that for us to be speaking the same language, and that language that we speak is God's language. That language that we speak is what thus said the Lord, what is written in the Word of God. So, Father God, I just thank you right now for sealing this word, and I just thank you, Father God, for just allowing me to be able to minister to your people throughout the universe, Father God. I just praise you for that right now, Father God, and I just pray that your word that has went out today, Father God, that you are the potter and we are the clay. I pray that your word, that we be renewed by the renewing of our minds, Father God. I pray for minds being renewed right now, Father God. I pray for anything that's toxic that dwells in our minds, that it be removed right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now, Father, that you alkaline our mind, that you alkaline our tongue, that you alkaline our walk, that you alkaline our speech, Father God, that we can be used to the glory and the honor of God. In Jesus' name, this is my prayer. And I will turn the call back over to you at this time. Artist International family, let's be alkaline inside and outside. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Charles, for that word. Before I give the announcements, I'm going to turn the call back over to Dr. Vanessa so that she can give us a recap of the conference and of the service on Sunday. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Again, I always thank you so much, Minister Kai, and to my fellow artist, distributor, man of God, Minister Kimmons. It's been great, Pastor Kimmons, seeing you out here in Orlando. We are all here still enjoying the sun, just enjoying the overflow of what happened here. Awesome, awesome conference. I was sharing a little bit before the call started and was on my way up to the best part, of course, and didn't get a chance. So I'm so glad Minister Kai allowed us the opportunity to talk about yesterday morning, Sunday service. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, TNC family, because I know the prayers that we prayed, the fasting, the prayer directives, when we joined in concert and on one accord, and we're lifting up the name of Jesus for God to move throughout this conference. He was so faithful. He was so faithful. I tell you, this was such a great conference. It was one of the best we've ever had. The love of God was clear from beginning to end. So many people, of course, registered the last minute, and we had a great turnout. The Kings of Artists laid out the red carpet. I mean, the hotel here, it is a five-star hotel in every way, and our meeting area was awesome. But Sunday morning, where that main ballroom was turned into the sanctuary of the Most High God, I was a little concerned because when they gave us our time of 7:30 in the morning to 9:30, I was like, oh boy, I don't know how many of the saints are going to make it out, because we had had such a phenomenal time the night before at our red carpet gala event, which was also off the chain, where everybody was dressed up in formal dress wear in their blacks and white and their tucks. And it just was off the chain. Great fashion show. Had a comedian who was great, and a tribute to our godmother, who we love so dearly, Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Everybody, anybody who's been around her for a hot second, you know her love for Tina Turner. Well, they went out and got a young lady, because we are here in the area of Disney, where talent is everywhere. They got a young lady who impersonates Tina Turner, and she was phenomenal. And literally she came out with two of her girls, I guess, backing her up, and the crowd went wild, and it was just a great time. So we just were so full of love and laughter Saturday night. But Sunday morning, God honored the prayers of the righteous. God honored your intercession. God honored his people who came together on one accord. Had a phenomenal turnout. So many of the people came on out. I want to give a hats off to Minister Sharon Stowers. Her praise and worship skills pulled together a team, and they ushered in the very glory of God. And Minister Cynthia Cox from New Jersey and Minister Terry from Houston, they participated and gave scripture readings. Everybody came together, and you could just feel the presence of God. And then the man of God got up, Pastor Michael Johnson. If you've never heard him, from Stronghold Ministries in Atlanta, Georgia, he ministered a word, had even overhead projections for the people to follow along. And I was teasing him. I said, you know I'm going to preach that thing again. But he really stuck to the theme about never give up. And he talked about how we see others being successful and moving ahead and doing what you do, being successful in artists, and you're like, wow, what about me? What am I doing wrong? And really ministered to the hearts and to the spirits of the people. And it was just so, so well received, and we were so excited about hearing his word. And he had his lovely wife there with him, and I tell you, it was just another level he took us to. And then afterwards, remember yesterday was Father's Day. When he finished ministering, we had all the Kings of Artists come down first, and we prayed and spoke blessings over each one of these visionary men. It was not an accident. It was so prophetic that the men of God were leading the way, which is biblical, to cover us, to go before us apostolically and clear the land. And we covered these men of God who had done such a great job with such a spirit of excellence throughout this conference. And since their very beginning, and then we had all the fathers come up to be prayed for. And I tell you, thank God for our prayer warrior general. Minister Robin was here right by my side helping me, and Sister Jackie from Indiana, just always a blessing. And she's right there helping us and speaking life. And Pastor Michael and I praying over these men of God, fathers of God, just, you know, honoring them. We know in America we make a big deal about Mother's Day, which we should, but we also were esteeming prophetically at this conference, lifting up the men of God, letting them know there's a place for them in artists. There's a place for them that we want to, we don't want to be superwomen with S on our chest trying to do it all. We want them to get in position and get in place. And the Spirit of God so moved. And we passed out the anointing oil. We anointed everyone's hands and anointed them as they went through the line, and they were able to hug all the kings of artists. And then we called for everyone else to come forth and spoke prophetic words into their spirit and prayed for them and just moved. And I laughed because after we had done all of that and prayed for everybody, I had left to go and take care of other things with the conference. And Platinum President John McQueen came and said, "Okay, it isn't over. They need you." And I said, "Oh, well, I thought we turned it back over to the king." And literally, Pastor Michael Johnson had gotten up again and started ministering some more. So we had another overflow for about 30, 40 minutes, but just ministering to the hearts of God's people. So I tell you, the Surgeon General, the Holy Ghost, our Paraclete, he showed up and showed out, and truly the anointing of the Lord was there. And I just want to say thank you for your prayers, because many of you all were not able to make it, but your prayers made it. Please know. And because you took the time to pray, because you took the time to intercede, I speak back into your lives even right now, a hundredfold blessing. Thank you for allowing God to do what God wanted to be done, because it's the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for allowing me to share, and just thank our TMC family for being a part, a direct part. I see she's on the board. Our co-founder was able to go there to Savannah and be with her family, and at the very end of the conference, Dr. P.K. Roberts was able to come back and speak to the people of God, and got to spend a little extra time with my sister yesterday, and we even had a chance to sit down and eat with the event coordinator, the director who helped put together the whole conference, Trina out of Atlanta. And I tell you, it was just the Spirit of God. With so many were concerned, you know, with many conferences, the devil is busy. But I tell you, God is greater, and the Spirit of the Lord ruled and reigned. And we are so thankful. But I know it was because we prayed and we endeavored to be focused in our prayers. So, again, thank you very much. We appreciate you. We're looking forward to you marking your calendar for November. We're going to the Bahamas. That's our next regional conference. We'll be giving an exact date soon. Anastasia was challenging us, our newest Platinum President, if they chartered a plane. And I know it was at least over 60 of them there, 70 or so. And, if all of them can come, we can get down there. And so start planning your mind and your money right now so that we can all get down to the Bahamas for our next regional conference in the early part of November, with more details to come. Don't want to run over, because I do. Let me just go on and pray for our prayer requests, and then we'll turn it back over to Pastor Kimmons for a closing benediction.
Pastor Vanessa, before we close, I would just like to say thank you to everybody for praying for me on this week. I could feel your prayers. And when I came into the conference yesterday, the thing that really got my heart was we have the kings of artists with Reggie and all of the guys, the five guys, but he brought up the kings in artists as a panel to show us what the future will look like, and that we are always looking for more kings, and that the kings in our in our business are drawing more men into the business. So that was very important to me. And then the other thing, as I talked to people about what really, really stuck out for you in this conference, what was really important and significant, they said the fact that Papa came and offered shares for those who make president by the end of August. So I say to each of you, please pray for our family, for our artist family, that we all get focused on making president by the end of August so that we can all be major shareholders, the first shareholders in this great artist company. And with that, I'm turning back over for the special prayer. And Beth, you all pray for me too as I go into this season of sabbatical. And when I come down off the mountaintop, I believe that God will have given me something to better Artist International as we go into our future. God bless you. Thank you for that moment.
Oh, love you so much. It's so good to hug your neck and to see Dr. PK and just so many of you. If I left out anybody, charge it to my heart, not my head. Just so much love was there. I tell you, the devil thought he had other plans, but God ruled and reigned. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this TMC family. Father, pour back into them just for their diligence and intercession. Thank you, Father, that they have a place at the table where their blessing, where their prayers and their needs and even their desires, you hear and answer. So we speak prayers of healing, and we send the Jehovah Rapha word of healing to Joni there in Tampa, and peace to her mom, and victory of healing in her body. Oh, Father, we thank you for keeping Dr. PK, and we send blessings of comfort to the entire Roberts family. And as she goes in this next season, I thank you that the ministering angels of God encampeth around her for safe travel, but also, Father, a divine encounter with you, a word from you, an impartation from you. Now, Father God, I thank you for every prayer request, every need, spoken and unspoken on this line. We lift it up to you, and we know that as we come in concert, as we come boldly, that you are making a way out of no way. You are meeting the needs. You are intervening. You are restoring. You are birthing everything that is important to us. You hear and answer prayer. So we seal this time, we seal this call, pour back into Pastor Charles Kimmons. Thank you, Lord, for using him this morning to remind us, as Pastor John spoke about here in Orlando, of being alkaline, as Pastor Ned even spoke about being alkaline in your hearts and your thoughts and your motives. Alkaline, no disease can live. In an alkaline environment, no mess can prosper. In an alkaline environment, we can hear clearly from God. So we thank you, Lord, today. Have your way. And we seal it now in the name of Jesus. Pastor Kimmons, I think I kind of did the closing prayer for you. So it is 7:33, and I want to be sensitive to the others who want to go to the other call. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for speaking today. Thank you for all of you all, as we have been saying, for your prayers. And we, as we seal this time together in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we speak traveling mercies for those who will be traveling. We speak the blessings of the Lord, the favor of God, and the increase for each and every one of you and your family until we come together again tomorrow morning. Go out, have a blessed day. Hop on the MMC call, 530-881-1300. 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539-598-pound. Love each and every one of you so much. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.